Pupster. Welcome to Train Your Dog Podcast. I'm your host, Dexter. Train Your Dog Podcast is a new doggy podcast on education, animal learning, behavioral modification, and dog training. Train Your Dog Podcast focuses on helping your puppy to make sound decisions. Good decision empowers your puppy to enjoy freedom, and with good decision, gets your puppy a good and rewarding reinforcement. Pups promote positive interaction with animal, and pups, your companion for life.
Hi, Pupster. Thanks for joining me back on our podcast. I think the last episode that we ever had was in January. Oh, that was like a good 9-8 months stopping of not having the podcast series. I think it's high time for us to return back to our podcast. And I want to thank you for your support. I hope that you are all ready to get into another new series. This time round, I have also invited various guests to be in the podcast to discuss more on dog and dog training, of course. And I have also included a segment where I will interview the owners of the dog that I have trained. Not to talk about their dog training, but to discuss on their personal experience as a dog owner, how they go about searching for their dog, how they go about training their own dog, how they go about overcoming behavioral problem, and how they would like to see themselves in the next 3 years with their dogs, what are their plans and things as such. And also, we have also back to the segment where I will interview some trainers that again, they will give us their insights of their training, how they would like to communicate with the dog, and how to get past, teaching the dog in a positive way to make sure that the dog enjoys the fun of learning together, the joy of learning together. And wanted to always to return back, to give us back the behavior that we want. And that is the aim of all trainers at all times, I'm sure. All right, so today, I would like to dive into a very short topic on building a strong bond between dog and the owners. I think in this topic, I guess it's not really a rocket science in that sense, but I think it's something that we need to ponder about. And I have spent some time Googling, trying to find out what is the really aspect of training that we would like to look at, and how we can help each other, especially our own dogs, to understand us, building the bond, so that dog really read us like a book, and we can together reach us a higher height in, as a dog and human partnership in this life with the dog. Right, so just a thought this evening when I had my agility training with one of my clients, I realized the bond of the dog is very important, giving the dog the right cue, giving the dog the what we call the expectation, that the dog will knows that if they follow you, he's going to be within the good books and always will be willing to get the positive reinforcement from you. And during the training, we realized a few things. So when the owner started to make some mistake, the dog began to shut down, and that is only telling us that we are too slow, right? We need to be able to feed the dog with the cues, the body languages, and all this can become and can be built upon if we have a strong bond with our dog. Right, so the bond between a dog and the owner is a unique and powerful connection, right? And it enriches the life of both parties, right? So this deep and emotional connection goes beyond superficial roles, right, of a pet and caretaker, right? Evolving into a human and dog relationship built on trust, love, and mutual understanding. Like building and nurturing of this bond is essential for a happy and harmonious life with a canine partner, right, or companion, right? And we want to use this podcast as a stage where we want to explore various strategy, you know, and tips and how to help you and your dog to build, you know, this bond between us, right? So what is the most important thing, I guess, right, is to understand, first of all, what is bonding, right? Understand the importance of bonding, right? And why this connection is vital in both both for the dog and the owner, right? So in what I feel, first of all, I find that emotional fulfillment is one critical component in the dog and human relationship. Right? Dogs are a social animal, and therefore they thrive on partnership and companionship and emotional connection between the human and the dog, right? So building a strong bond with your dog fulfills their need of social interaction and can contribute to an overall well-being of the dog, which is critical in terms of building trust, you know, building the dog's desire to please you such as that, right? So the number two, right, is to also improve behavior, right? By understanding each of us better, right? So a strong bond with your dog can lead to better behavior. Why? Because dogs are likely to listen and obey the owners, right? When they can feel the trust and they can feel the connection too, right? I mean, I believe all of us have the same experience, especially when we look at our young puppy when we first get them. You realize that if you are not spending enough time to engage the dog, play the dog, groom the dog, feed the dog, you know, and you realize that the dog is unlikely to follow you. So by not following you means that you know, there is no trust between the dog and human, and therefore it doesn't improve behavior. Right. So the third point I will look at would be enhanced communication. Right. So bonding enhances communication, right? Because this enables both of us to understand their needs, their emotion, you know, and to learn the cues better, as I mentioned in just now, the earlier part when I talked about my client in the agility class, right? And it does, therefore, it resulted in a more harmonious relationship. Why? Because the dog reads you like a book, you read the dog as a book, right? And both of us understand each and other's what we're talking about, right? Therefore, it reduces any stress, any friction, any misunderstanding. Therefore, it helps us to build a better and improved communication with the dog, right? So the fourth point is really by building a good bond, it actually reduces stress. The presence of a good bonded dog, you know, can reduce stress and anxiety in a human, right? Because the oxytocin released from during the positive interaction with the dog can promote relaxation and reduce stress level. It's both way, right? And it helps both the owner, it helps both the dog as well. And it also, the fifth point is it increased loyalty, right? Because a strong bond foster loyalty in the dog, right? They are likely to stay by our side, making them easier to manage and ensuring their safety, right? So if you have a dog that always runs away from you, it means that it's a good sign to you that you need to build on the bonding with the dog, right? So let's look at various parts of the dog's life which can help us to focus on how we can build a bond, right? In this part, we want to look at the puppyhood, right? Laying the foundation, right? And the next part two, we will be talking about building the trust and communication, you know, in the entire life of the dog and your and the human. Number three, part three will be basically quality time and activity, you know, and the fourth part, we are talking about nutrition and health, right? And the fifth part, we will be talking about challenges and problem solving, right? And the sixth part, the part six, we are talking about respect and understanding. And then the last but not least, you know, aging in both the dog and the human, right? And of course, then we have a conclusion of what this podcast is all about, right? So let's go straight in. So puppyhood, right? Laying the foundation will just means that early socialization, bonding the dog as early as possible, is crucial for developing trust, reducing stress, right? So expose a puppy to various people, places, experience to build their confidence. So there are five senses that you need to expose your dog to, right? Which is very important, right? One, right? So the taste, important. The smell, right? The touch, right? And then the sight, and then the hearing, right? So these five elements are very important for us to do the early socialization. So let's build on that, right? And the second part of the puppyhood laying the foundation would be positive reinforcement training. So in order to build a healthy training relationship with the dog, I advocate positive reinforcement, right? So training such as using treats, praise, you know, touch, and using your voice, a toy, all these are very important, right? Positive reinforcement, reinforcer, we call that, that is able to motivate your dog and teach them basic commands such as no sit, stay, calm. This early training session creates a positive association with you and with the provider of the treats, which is you. Again, come to the point, right? So if the dog looks up to you as always the one that is going to, what you call that, looking up to you to gain the reward, right? And he knows that you are the provider of all good stuff, right? He will definitely be very willing to, willing to come and follow and learn how to respond to you, because you are like a Doraemon to him, right? Every time when you call, you know, you are just opening your bag and full of treats, it's going to come out, right? Can be anything. So that's very practical and very important, right? So the third point where we talk about puppyhood would be playtime, right? So spend some time playing your dog, right? So don't be so boring, right? Just training. Playtime is important and it has to be regular, right? So and play helps the puppy to learn social skill, right? Establish you as a source of fun and enjoyment, right? So I believe a lot of owner doesn't play enough with the dog. When you don't play enough, the dog doesn't know that you are the source of enjoyment. And then they look forward to you as, you know, not the key importance in his life. And when that happens, there's a lot of things that you cannot set it through, you know. So
this podcast is sponsored by Pups Dog Training. Pups is a positive dog training school. We train dogs from puppy to advanced. Pups Training currently focuses on nurturing, training, educating, and motivating our trainers to better equip themselves with skills, knowledge, experience to ensure continuing education and keeping abreast with the field of dog training. Our flagship programs include online cyber puppy training, life skills, dog obedience, behavioral modification, private one-on-one home-based training, and dog spots.
Playtime is important. Then the fourth thing we want to do is really to provide regular grooming, handling, you know, that gives the puppy the opportunity to accustom to, you know, being touched, groomed, you know, being handled. And this helps to build trust and reduce the fear, right, and of touching and also visiting vet in the future, right? So these are critical part of a puppyhood socialization or puppyhood bonding, right? That is important, right? So the part two, right? The part two is actually building trust and communication, right? So for part two, number one is consistency, right? So maintain a consistent routine for feeding, walks, playtime. Predictability helps your dog to feel secure and confident in their environment, right? Dogs is a social animal. They prefer routine. If you have set your routine well, your dog will love you because he knows what to expect, you know, every time, every part of the day, and he will be very consistent and he will feel very positive and very motivated because he knows what to expect. Right, so number two, second of the building of trust and communication would be eye contact. You know, in the canine communication, looking in the eyes of the dog does means confrontation. Right, so therefore we need to train the dog to like eye contact with us as human. And when we establish eye contact with the dog, that's a powerful way to communication. I always tell myself, or I tell my client, right, if your dog never want to look at you, you can never get him. 99% of the time. You know, if my dog is always looking out for me, then I can tell you I got 99% of the time be able to get the dog to me. Right? So it can convey love by looking the eyes of the dog. It convey trust, you know, understanding, right? And also help us to interact and strengthen the bond when we look at each other face on, right? So this is very critical, you know. And it's the same with the human relationship. Eye contact is critical and we need to do that, right? And the part two, right? Building trust and communication, that would be active listening, right? We cannot just be the one that keep telling the dog what to do. We need to be listening to the dog. We need to allow the dog to teach us, to tell us what they want, right? So pay attention to your dog body language and vocalization, you know, allow us to respond to their needs and emotion and reinforce the trust in us. Right, if you listen, the dog will tell you what he wants. Right, there's no such thing as a one-way relationship. A healthy dog and human relationship is a two-way communication, two-way. So the third part is actually quality time and activities, right? As we mentioned, so number one, we need to prepare and work some exercise together. So regular exercise is essential for dog's physical and emotion well-being, mental well-being as well. Therefore, take a dog for walk, hikes, play, fetch, engage in the physical activity together. That will definitely build trust, right, and bond together with our puppy, right? Train together, right? So training session is very important. Ongoing training provides mental stimulation, right, and reinforces your bond, right? Advanced training can also include like tricks, you know, agility and some obedience classes that you can actually work on. So training together is a good way to form the bond. As I mentioned before, teaching each other to read us each other as a book is an important skill set in transforming the trust among the human and dogs, right? And you know, spend some quality time cuddling, affection. The dog really love physical affection, so petting, cuddling, gentle massages, creating positive association and deepen your emotion connection. So just don't, you know, train. Just spend some time, you know, snuggle with the dog. You know, give some kisses, rubbing of the belly. You know, that basically builds a lot of trust, affection, a lot of showing of love, where the dog, I think, will definitely be very appreciative to the owner, right? Explore new places, right? So if you have the time and you have the ability, you have a vehicle or you can rent a vehicle, I will recommend you to look for and explore new places, right? As I mentioned, if you listen to my previous podcast on going for a long walk, right, that is part of exploring new places, right? If you always take the dog to the same places, the dog knows already for sure that the left turn, what would the dog see, a cat there or a dog there, and that is no longer becomes a mental stimulation, right? He needs to bring into a new place where he will start to be adventurous, you know, looking up, and you know, again, trying to sniff and find his way, you know, try to learning how to compose, you know, again, expressing his five senses, understand the environment, you know. So you can go bring your dog to new places such as park, all the housing estate, you know, going to parks, dog parks, friendly beaches that you can bring. You know, all this outing provides new experience. It strengthens the bond, right, through shared exploration, which is very important, right? When you go to a new place, the dog trusts you. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, when I first adopted a dog, a puppy, right, I was staying in Kim Keat Road, right? And the one that I took the dog from was in Toa Payoh Lorong 1. And back at that time, I was still a student, so I do not have a vehicle. I walked all the way there, take the puppy, and I start walking with the puppy. It took me 3 hours at least. I remember 3 hours for me to walk from Toa Payoh Lorong 1 all the way to Kim Keat Road, right, where I stay. And during that 3 hours of walks, it builds the absolute trust with the puppy. And when I reaches home, I can tell you, literally, I do not need to leash the dog. The dog just stick with me like glue, because the dog knows that I am the source of safety, right? And that helps the dog to trust me. And because of that, my dog is relatively very, you know, it's like follow me everywhere I go. You know, I went to look for a trainer. I was telling the person, I said, hey, I want to train dog. You know, do you want me to join the class? And then he looked, he said, can you show me your dog? I said, I'll show you my dog. And he looked at me and say, oh, your dog is already so good, right? Just stick to you everywhere. So don't waste your money, right? Come to me when you have another puppy. So it was a very interesting experience that I have. And that can be done if we explore new places together with our dog. Right, so the fourth I would like to do, for part four, it will be in terms of nutrition and health. And that helps to build the bond as well, right? So by all means, right, if you have the means to buy, please buy high quality pet food, right? High quality diet. So proper nutrition is essential to your dog's health and well-being, right? Providing high quality food and ensuring your dog has a balanced diet is an act of love, right? If you always don't feed the dog enough and you don't feed the enough ingredient, you are doing a dog a disfavor. And how does a dog going to trust you, going to feel that you can provide the needs, right? And that's affect the relationship between you, and therefore the bond is affected, right? Bring the dog for a regular veterinary check, right? Once a year, do a regular check with a veterinarian, monitor your dog's health, take care of his medical needs, shows your commitment of the well-being, right? By being attentive to the pain, to the aches and, you know, aches, pain, body stiffness of the dog, that actually helps you to build a lot of trust with the dog, because the dog knows that he can trust you to basically provide any single thing. When he's in pain, you know, right? When he feels uncomfortable, you know. And those things are important. It can only be done if you have a standard routine that you bring your dog for medical check, where the vet can help you to look at something that you cannot see through your naked eyes. You know, a health check is important. So I hope that you don't miss out that important part, right? Right, so part five, in terms of bonding with the dog, we can look at challenges and problem solving, right? So for example, number one, right, behavioral issue, right? If your dog has a bit behavioral problem, you know, you can seek professional help from a certified dog trainer or behaviorist, right, to address this issue promptly. That will prevent them from affecting your bond. You know, when you're not happy with your dog, you will never want to play with your dog, you never want to work with your dog, you never want to bring them out for fun to play, and then that definitely affect, right? So if you have a behavioral issue, please seek professional help, right? And separation anxiety, right? So work on separation anxiety training to prevent SA, right? It's important. So gradual increase of time you spend apart, and reward your dog for being calm during your presence, right? So this is very important, right? So if you want to know about separation anxiety, you can look into my the other podcast, you know, where I talk about how to deal with separation anxiety. You can look at that, right? So part six, respect and understanding, right? So respect your dog individually, right? As Susan Friedman has said, you know, training is a training of one, right? So we always will train and focus on the singular organism in the sense, right? So we always work with one dog and it's very individual. So recognizes each dog is unique. You know, what works for one may not work for the other. Tailor your approach to your dog personality and needs. You know, like for example, I have multiple dogs. You know, I need to make sure that my training needs is not only, you know, just a single scoop for all, right? I need to make sure that I have spent my time looking to individually what they liked, what ticks, you know, and I need to work on them so that they continue to feel being positively reinforced, right? If I do something that they don't want, then they do not want to work with me, Right, so that's very important to respect your dog individually. Right, the next important thing is just a skill of all human, I guess, right? Forget and forgive and forget, forgive and forget, right, which is important. So don't, first of all, dogs doesn't hold grudges, right? So if your dog makes a mistake or misbehave, you know, avoid punishment and focus on positive reinforcement, encourage for better behavior, right? I'm not asking you to be condoning the bad behavior, you know, but having an eye for good behavior and rewarding them, I think it's more healthy than to see a bad behavior and punishing them, right? That will help you to really learn that behavior together and build that bond, right? That's important, right? So part seven, right, which is aging gracefully together with your dog. You know, if you have an old dog, you know, you need to continue to bond your dog, right? You cannot say because they are old, you chuck them aside. You know, I think that is not very fair, right? So we need to look at senior care, right? So as your dog ages, their needs change, right? So be attentive to their comfort, their mobility, their overall health, right? Adapt your activity and routine to accommodate their age-related changes, right? So you need to pay attention on all this, right? I have old dog, right? We just passed away at 15 years old. So I need to make sure that, you know, because of his mobility issue, I need to make sure I can carry him around, her around, you know, I need to provide toilet, I need to clean her up, so that she continue to enjoy eating, looking at me, smiling at me, hugging him and things like hugging her and such things like that. So this is very important. So the quality time spent with a senior dog, making them feel loved and cherished during their golden years is very important. That's like our parents, right? Imagine they always want you to go back home and, you know, to talk to them, eat together with them, dinner. You know, these are the same thing. Your senior dog wants attention from you. Not just because you have a new puppy, you ignore your old dogs, right? So this is something that you need to work on to make sure that their golden life continue to enjoy building the bond and make sure they enjoy their golden years experience. That's very critical. So in conclusion, building a strong bond between dogs and owner is an ongoing and rewarding process in a sense, right? It requires time, effort, and a commitment to understand and meet your dog's needs, right? So the result is the connection of the source of joy, right? Companionship, emotional fulfillment for both you and your furry friends, right? So let's work together, embrace the journey, right? Savor the moment, right? And enjoy the unique and beautiful relationship we share, you and your dog, right? Which is very important. So I wish you success. You know, need to look into more of helping yourself and your dog, how to bond it together, so that you all have a more enriching and fulfilling life together. So thanks again for joining me for this short podcast. I hope you like it, and I will see you soon. Okay, bye.
Once again, you can find us at pups.com.sg, which is P-U-P-S. Pups has a trainer academy to nurture, train, educate, and motivate all trainers to better equip ourselves with skill, knowledge, experience, and to ensure continuous education to keep abreast with the field of dog training. Pups Dog Training, we provide Puppy 101, Pet Dog, and Dog Sport Training. And our flagship program, our Dog Obedience Life Skill Program, and also the Puppy Fundamentals Obedience Classes, and Puppy Fundamental Agility Classes, and Behavioral Consulting. Thanks again for listening to our podcast, and we hope you like it, and I'll see you again in our next podcast. Thanks. See you, yeah?